From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. About 200,000 migrant laborers live in Florida with little or no health care. MorningAgClips.com reports to help this underserved population, University of Florida Extension and UF Health have helped more than 400 migrant farm workers and their families lead healthier lifestyles in the past year. Cafe Latino, the Coalition for Florida Extension Educators for Latinos, and the University of Florida College of Medicine have screened laborers and their families in Hillsborough and Hardy counties for numerous health issues. The upper house of Japan's government, called the Diet, approved the protocol amending the U.S.-Japan trade agreement regarding the beef safeguard mechanism. The U.S. Trade Representative's office says that completes the Diet's process of finalizing the agreement. The new three-triggered safeguard mechanism will allow U.S. exporters to meet Japan's growing demand for high-quality beef and reduce the likelihood that Japan will impose higher tariffs in the future. For the first time, the U.S. will collect data from farmers growing hemp and using precision technology in the 2022 Census of Agriculture. The agency began regulating hemp production in 2021, and this will be the first census to publish data on those producers. The agency says it will also identify farmers using precision agriculture data collection technology that guides planting decisions. Farmers are required by law to fill out the survey, but NAS has no enforcement mechanism.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.